We're passionate about becoming a collaborative organisation that exists to maximise the potential of the northern beef industry in Western Australia and also working across. So we're thrilled to have on board three new executive members. All of them are from the Pilbara. So we've got Ben Ratton from Mindaroo Pastoral, we've got Annabelle Coppin from Yarri Station and Shane Dunn from Rio Tinto. So not only have we got pastoralists on board, but we've also got some pastoralists that are running some corporate businesses, which brings in new ideas and understanding of where we can go from here.
Now you've got that new executive in place, you've been locked in for meetings ever since the AGM. What kind of things have you been working on and discussing?
Basically getting some clarity around our values, the behaviours behind those values, how we're going to communicate and connect effectively with our stakeholders right along that value chain, how we're going to form partnerships and the value that we're going to add to those partnerships, getting some strategies and processes around communication. So all that stuff that's really going to set us up as being an innovative and leading organisation in the cattle industry.
So it's an exciting time in the organisation's history.
Oh, absolutely. How could you not get excited? We're building on amazing work that's been done to really solidify why it is that we're here and what we're going to achieve on behalf of our members.
It was also the AGM of the Kimberley Division of the PGA, and both parties were due to consider their position on the introduction of the Rangelands Bill. Did anything concrete emerge from that?
No, look, there's conversations that are happening. I think the pastoralists are very supportive of most of the reforms that are put up and the changes that are made. There is some fear. There's always going to be fear around change. So it was just, you know, we had Amanda Hughes come up from the Department of Lands, and she was able to create and give us some clarity. But I think, you know, there's definite movement towards getting support for something that is going to stand producers in better stead going forward.
Do you feel that the pastoral industry's collective voice is going to be heard properly on this issue, though? Because it's an important one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is an important issue, and I think what's really important is that we work with the lobbying organisation, which is Pastoralists and Graziers Association, by giving them feedback and ensuring that we get the best outcome for industry.